ABC Radio Australia.
Many people in the tourist town of Alatau in Papua New Guinea say that police are brutalising the community in their hunt for the man described as PNG's most notorious criminal. Police reinforcements were sent to the town on PNG's southeast coast back in January to capture Tommy Baker and his gang, but some locals say that they're more afraid of the police than the criminals because of their heavy-handed approach, as Liam Fox reports.
The hunt for Tommy Baker and his gang has transfixed the public and media in PNG. Police mobile squads were sent from Port Moresby after Baker and his gang ran amok through Alatau in January. They burnt down police houses, raided a supermarket, and wounded several policemen in a shootout. One person was killed in the crossfire, and two others died in the fires. It's the latest in a string of armed robberies and murders that Baker and his gang are linked to. Since then, police say they've killed two suspected gang members in another shootout. 11 men have been arrested, taken to Port Moresby, and charged with numerous offences, including murder, armed robbery and arson. Baker remains at large. But locals say the manhunt is having a negative impact on the Alatau community.
They are not scared of the gangsters. They are only scared about the police officers.
This woman is a relative of one of the 11 men who've been arrested. She wants to remain anonymous, so we'll call her Mary. Mary says her relative spent nearly 2 weeks in police custody without being charged after being picked up by mobile squad officers in early February.
He never at one time, after being picked up and locked in the cell, he was never at one time given that right to communicate with his family or a private lawyer of his choice.
Mary says her relative has still not been able to contact his family. She says he grew up in the same neighbourhood as Baker and socialised with him, but is not involved in any criminal activity. And he was with his family on the night Baker and his gang ran riot through Alatau in January.
There were shootouts and everybody was scared and they were all in the house.
Another man has told Pacific Beat he was picked up by mobile squad officers and bashed during a previous attempt to apprehend Baker in late 2017. He too wants to remain anonymous for fear of reprisals from the police.
They held me up, they blindfolded me, they hit me on the face, they went into the bush, they threw me into the river. I was screaming.
The man says police wanted information on Baker's whereabouts. He was charged with harbouring Baker and spent 3 months in the police lockup before a magistrate struck out the charge. He knows Baker, as do many other people in Alatau, but says he's not a member of his gang.
We stay in the same suburb, same area, but I don't socialise with him.
And do you know other people who've been treated like this by the police?
Yes, plenty.
Kalafi Baloiloi is a senior lawyer with the Public Solicitor's Office in Alatau. He says he's received 50 complaints of police brutality connected to the hunt for Baker.
There's been evidence that's come forward by victims as to police beating members of the community. We're in the process of instituting claims against the independent state of Papua New Guinea.
Mr. Baloiloi says he's been prevented from speaking to clients in custody and some have been locked up for more than 24 hours without being charged.
It's a breach of human rights and citizens have the right to access legal aid. It's really outrageous what the police are doing here.
He says the conduct of police is undermining their chances of securing prosecutions and enlisting the community in the search for Baker.
The general public are in fear. And so the police are basically destroying their chances in, community assisting them.
The provincial police commander, Michael Tillay, said via text message that he is enforcing the rule of law and that he has not received any complaints of police brutality. He says he needs the population on his side and the officers involved in the latest manhunt are not like the previous units that have been deployed.